You would think this announcement would have really moved the markets. You would think. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 26th day of June. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Well, the data says the economy is booming, so how come most Americans think that's not the case? You want an extra month of pay? We know where you can apply. Even the CEO of J.P. Morgan says student loan numbers are a disgrace. How about a pickup truck for a cool $100,000? Politics and business hits Wayfair and a grocery store chain in Iowa. Those stories and a conversation about statehood for Washington, D.C. with Iowa activist Tamara Harrison. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Well, you would have thought that the early morning announcement from Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin that a deal with China was 90% done would have sent the markets way up in morning trading. But that was not the case. Many investors are saying, hey, we have been here before. Show us the money. Stay tuned. We post on a regular basis the markets on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. We report on this nearly every day. You know, the stock market hitting record highs, unemployment at historic lows. The economy is booming, right? Well, not so fast. And this is what we've been saying for months, and now lots of Americans are weighing in. A new Bankrate survey of more than 1,000 U.S. consumers found that 39% believe the economy is not so good or poor. A sample of financial experts, though, in comparison, all rated the economy as good or excellent. So what is the disconnect? Well, the reality is that lower-income Americans are simply not doing as well as their more wealthy counterparts. Even though the data show that low-wage earners are getting more raises recently, they have had to endure years of high unemployment and stagnant wages. So a couple of years with a few wage gains isn't really changing their perception of the economic situation. Many Americans are ill-equipped for yet another recession. Half said they're not comfortable with their emergency funds, and 28% said they have no emergency funds at all. Only 18% said that they might have enough money to cover 6 months of expenses. That's the lowest number in the poll's 9-year history. The reality is that saving money seems to be a luxury. Most Americans are taking what they earn and paying their bills. The tight labor market is companies finding new ways to entice applicants, and the latest effort promises an extra month's pay. The offer is part of a new bonus program for hourly employees at Chipotle restaurants. The company says they're doing this to attract and retain top talent and create a passionate workforce. To be eligible, employees must meet certain criteria, and their stores must meet sales and cash flow goals. Now, those quotas are met. Chipotle will pay employees a bonus each quarter equal to 1 week's pay. Chipotle is not alone. Companies are struggling to hire people as the labor market tightens and unemployment stays low. The unemployment rate fell to 3.6% in April. That's the lowest level since December of 1969. The rate held steady at that number last month as well. So companies, they've got to get creative. Shake Shack is experimenting with a 4-day work week. Last month, McDonald's said they're partnering with AARP to attract workers age 50+. And Taco Bell, well, they're throwing hiring parties with free food, swag, and social media call-outs. In an interview with Yahoo News, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon says what student loans have done for America is, in his words, a disgrace. There's currently $1.6 trillion in outstanding student debt in the United States, and that single fact is crippling many Americans. The average college graduate leaves school with $30,000 in debt. Back in the 1990s, a graduate would owe only $10,000. In the interview, Diamond said, quote, "I think they should look at all parts of student lending, fix the broken parts, and then forgive those people who need forgiveness, and then help people get into school and make sure the schools are responsible in getting the kids out," end quote. Student debt is a big deal among the many in the crowded Democratic field for 2020, and it was just this week that Senator Bernie Sanders called for forgiving all student debt and paying for it with new taxes on Wall Street financial transactions. Talking about debt, here's a whopper for you. Sales of new cars in the U.S. have been in decline for only the second time since the Great Recession. Yet, the demand for pickups is huge, and the prices of these trucks continues to climb. Companies like General Motors continue to tweak their pickup line, and that sent prices into the stratosphere. Prices for full-size pickups have increased from an industry average of $32,500 back in 2010 to $44,000 last year. This year, the sticker price is up again, now topping $45,000 for a pickup. But hold on, a new price level is about to hit. Chevy is rolling out a new version of its heavy-duty Silverado with a new high-country trim package that could become the first U.S. pickup to top $100,000. The driver for all this focus on pickups is profit. Analysts say that the profit from a pickup can be as high as $10,000. That's about three times that of a sedan. And if we're talking about the higher-end trucks, that profit can be as high as $20,000 for the company. Now you know. Well, the jingle says, Wayfair, this is just what I need. Seems that the U.S. government wanted some beds for one of their detention centers, and they went to Wayfair. But then employees found out, and they walked out. The company sold $200,000 to a detention center in Texas that's holding migrant children. A spokesperson for the employees said this, quote, "We don't want to be profiting off of something that's putting so many lives at risk and putting children at harm. We want Wayfair to stand on the right side of history," end quote. In response, the company said they fill all orders, but that wasn't enough for the employees, as they say this is personal and it's very troubling to them. Leaders of the walkout felt emboldened by Wayfair's culture of feedback, in which employees are encouraged to start open conversations with peers and managers to address concerns. Wayfair employees are demanding that the profits, reported to be around $86,000 on this transaction, be given to a nonprofit organization providing legal services to immigrants. Speaking about workers and business, the Sioux City Journal is reporting that three workers have sued an Iowa pork processor they say fired them in retaliation for filing complaints about working conditions and talking with state health officials. The lawsuits filed in Woodbury County District Court seek back pay and future wages, lost and future benefits, compensatory damages, and punitive damages. In a complaint filed with the state in June of last year, an employee said Northwest Iowa Pork didn't provide workers with protective eyewear, required workers to stand on cold floors without mats, and failed to address workers' repetitive injuries. The lawsuit also said supervisors didn't address those concerns, even after being notified. And then there's this. More politics and business, it would seem. The Hy-Vee grocery store chain is headquartered in West Des Moines, Iowa, and the company has recently come under fire from an investigative report that says 2 weeks prior to a President Trump rally held at the company's corporate headquarters, the Hy-Vee Political Action Committee gave $25,000 to the Iowa Republican Party. A search of the history shows no donations of any kind has ever been given to Democrats. It's a story because various Democrats in and around the state use Hy-Vee for a number of catering events. The West Des Moines Democrats yesterday broke their contract with Hy-Vee, saying they needed to find another vendor for their upcoming July fundraiser. Meanwhile, the Polk County Democrats, who will hold a massive steak fry later this summer, has come under pressure to find another firm to provide the food for what is expected to be thousands of people coming to hear from over 20 confirmed 2020 candidates. Business and politics. Speaking of politics, we're going to visit with an Iowa activist who's all in on creating a 51st state called New Columbia. It's an effort to get the over 700,000 people who live in the District of Columbia or Washington, D.C., a place at the legislative table. That conversation with Tamara Harrison is just a click away.